man is bad. That man is bad, y'all. God, please.
Please just get him away.
This is Christopher Allen Stacy, a double homicide suspect having delusions about the men he killed. But little does he know, one of his victims survived, and his story will be why Christopher spends the rest of his life in prison.
We know Troy's still alive, and he's talking. You've been identified as the person that shot Dalton and Troy.
Are you for real?
I'm for real.
All I do is work, try to take care of my family. This. I didn't want none of this.
On June 3rd, 2018, a couple driving over the border from Florida into Atmore, Alabama, made a horrific discovery. On the side of the road, lying in the grass, a man was desperately trying to flag them down. It was only when they pulled over that they realized the man had a gunshot wound to his head. He was barely clinging to life. An ambulance quickly arrived on the scene to whisk the man, 49-year-old Troy Boutwell, away for life-saving surgery. On the scene, detectives had yet another horrible discovery to make. Through the brush, they could make out a car half-submerged in a creek. Inside, they discovered the body of Dalton Davis, a friend of Troy who had also been shot. Tragically, he had not survived his injuries. On his way to the hospital, Troy managed to disclose everything that happened. He had gotten into an argument with Christopher Allen Stacy and his son, 18-year-old Logan Stacy. Chris shot both Troy and Dalton while they were sitting on the couch. Chris Stacy's ex-wife, Jessica Thomas, stood nearby as the shots were fired. Now, the relationships between people here are a bit confusing, so let's break it down. Chris and Jessica had Logan together. Logan, their son, was dating Alexis Schiffner Kane and living at Jessica's home. Alexis was the niece of Troy, and Jessica allegedly did drugs with Troy often. According to reports, Jessica, Troy, and Alexis were all doing substances together just moments before the shooting occurred. A fight broke out, resulting in Chris shooting Troy and Dalton. Police had a handful of witnesses and potential accomplices. They quickly raced over to Jessica's house where the shooting had occurred to discover the couch the men had allegedly been shot on engulfed in flames in the backyard. As they attempted to search the home and put out the flames, both Logan and Chris sat outside, watching them. Like father, like son, right? Soon after, everyone at the scene was taken into custody, and each of them gave wildly, wildly different stories. Investigators leave Chris alone in the interrogation room for nearly 3 hours before they speak to him. During this time, they were interrogating his son, ex-wife, and the other witnesses of the crime. Chris spends this wait time rocking back and forth, smacking his lips, tippy-tapping his cowboy boots, and likely trying to finalize the approach he wants to take to convince investigators of his innocence. Little does he know, investigators already know everything without him saying a word.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Good. I'm Investigator Work. It's Investigator Preston. Okay, before we get started, let me get your information.
The detective gathers Chris's information and reads him his Miranda rights. Despite being given the option to remain silent, Chris decides he's going to talk. And not just talk, but talk a lot, sounding the entire time like he should be standing in an alley with Hank Hill. It seems that he thinks the more emotionally he tells his story, the more investigators will believe him. Unfortunately for him, it's quite the opposite.
Right, Mr. Stacy. If you just want to start from the beginning and just tell me what happened.
We stayed in Mississippi. We're going to Texas to work. I'm taking my son and my ex-wife and his girlfriend. We're going to Mississippi.
Let's start out with who's your son?
Logan.
Okay. Who's your ex-wife?
Jessica.
And who's your?
My son is Alexis.
Alexis is your son's girlfriend?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. We get to Mississippi. And we started late, so we stayed at the Microtel Inn, and we checked out. But when we got there, the pretrial release form that I got for him to go to work with me, he left them at the house. So we had to come back and get the paperwork. Well, I mean, we get there probably about nine, somewhere around nine. And as far as, like I said, I watch movies and we'll just lay down, like I said, drink Gatorade and stuff like that. But as far as it is, we're not, like you said, you get up and Alexa says something about her uncle's house getting raided or something. And as far as that, that's all I know, really, as far as that, sleeping-wise, you know.
Okay, do you know that Troy was shot?
Yeah, well, when he told me, I did.
Okay, do you know that Dalton? Do you know Dalton? Okay, he was shot and killed. Okay. And you're the last person that I'm talking to. You understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I've gotten stories from everybody that was there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And this, I don't know what happened, is not going to work.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
It's not going to work.
Well, like I said, as far as, like I said, that's all I know.
You've been identified as the person that shot Dalton and Troy.
Are you for real?
I'm for real. Okay. So either you can give me your version of the truth or you can give me a version of lies. That's on you.
Yes, ma'am.
But I've already gotten the story from everybody else. So right now, you're starting out with lies.
Yes, ma'am. Just
be
Chris,
honest.
Yes, sir.
Look, we need to understand what happened and why.
I was taking my family away because...
Well, hold on a minute now. Just to understand what I'm going to tell you, okay? That you're in a significant spot right here, okay? So what you need to do is you need to make us understand what happened, exactly what happened, and why, okay? So just relax, okay? I know you're nervous, and all right.
I'm just going. I was trying to get my family away because all the stuff that was going on. And that's why we come back and snuck in. Like I said, I wouldn't plan on nobody showing up. And like I said, we done got settled in and everything else. I was too tired to drive. We was gonna leave out in the morning. And I said, about that time, her truck pulled up. It was Troy, and he had some guy with him. That's what we'd already found out, his own house got raided. So I didn't know what was happening, you know what I mean? Because my mama, like, I forget, she took some pictures of him doing drugs in the house. He threatened to kill my family, so I got some. We went and hid in the back, because as far as, they didn't know that the girls were going with me, you know what I mean? And like I said, so they stayed in the living room, and me and my son, we didn't hit in the back. You know what I mean? But, all right, he come inside, and I guess they were doing drugs and stuff. But, he started getting very hostile and stuff, so he started cussing at Alexis and everything else. And at that time, he started threatening my family, talking about that he's going to kill my mama and kill my mama and my kids and stuff like that. They didn't know that. And by that time, me and my son come out, but we got into it a little bit. I got a little 25 pistol. Like I said, they had a baseball bat. And he swung it, and he didn't hit me, but he hit the table. And that's when I shot. I don't know how many times I shot. I just shot.
So he had a baseball bat?
Yes, ma'am.
What did it look like?
It's on the back of his truck.
It's on the back of his truck?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What did it look like?
It's just silver. Yes, ma'am.
It's like an aluminum bat?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So I didn't know he had the bat until I come. Like I said, I was in the bag. And I just didn't know. And he...
Where did you have your pistol at?
It was in my pocket.
Which pocket?
This pocket.
Your left pocket?
This one, left-handed.
Your left-handed? Okay. So all he had was he had the bat.
Yes, ma'am. That's all I seen him. I don't know what Troy had. Because like I said, when I come around the corner, they had already started coming to me.
Okay. So they were...
They
were standing up at the time you
came
around
the corner?
There was
a table right there. Like I said, mm-hmm. I don't know if they heard us. You know what I mean? Because it just... I guess my adrenaline was pumping and stuff.
So they... What kind of table was that?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't really stay there. But it's just it's like a tall table, about this tall...
Is it wood, glass?
Yes, ma'am, wood.
Okay, did it break when you hit it with the bat?
No, ma'am, I don't think it did. I just know it knocked some stuff off of it.
Okay. Because this is the first we're hearing about a bat.
Well, like I said, there's a bat. I'm sorry, I don't know, but that's what I'm saying, that's the bat.
So when he hit you with a bat, where did he get you?
No, ma'am, he did. He swung at me.
He swung at you. Okay, he didn't hit you.
Yeah, like I said, he hit the table. Yes, ma'am.
Once and then swung at you, or it was all at once?
Yes, ma'am, it was all at once. When he swung at me, he hit the table.
Okay. And then you grabbed your gun out of your pocket.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what did you do?
I know. I had already started reaching. Whenever I seen it at the pet, I already started reaching for my gun.
Okay. Then what happened?
I just started shooting.
Shooting who?
I don't know the boy's name. It wasn't Troy. Then I shot him.
You shot Dalton first?
I guess that's it.
Okay. The other boy, not yes, Troy. Ma'am. How many times did you shoot him?
I don't know.
You know where you hit him? Okay. What about Troy? You know how many times you shot him?
I just went around real quick because he was coming on me.
So they were both standing up and coming at you standing up. They weren't still sitting in the couch?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So when they're coming at you, you shot, you know how many times total
no,
you
ma'am,
shot?
No, ma'am,
how many did you have in your gun?
It was seven, I think.
Seven bullets total, one in the chamber?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think he emptied it?
No, ma'am.
At this point in the investigation, the detective has heard four versions of this story and taken evidence from the scene. Three witnesses have claimed that when Troy was confronted, he pulled out a knife and that Chris immediately shot him in retaliation. Chris's own son stated that despite Troy pulling out a pocket knife, he never even unsheathed it before he was shot. In addition, Chris's statement that the men were racing toward him is contradicted by the blood spatter on the couch, which showed that the two men were sitting when they were shot. Ultimately, the detective knows for certain that Dalton wasn't going Babe Ruth on Chris with a baseball bat. Yet, Chris still has more to say, and he's only going to dig himself deeper and deeper.
All right, so after you shoot them, do you think they're both dead?
I don't know, because, I mean, it's just... I just freaked out, you know what I mean? Because I don't know if they blamed us or blamed her. Because the house getting ready and stuff, because, you know, my mama took them pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know a lot about him, but I've heard about him, you know what I mean? And he, like I said, he's got to eat my son and then we wait.
Okay, so they're both laying there, right? And then what happens?
I don't know, I just freaked out. I don't know, I just tell everybody, where to go. I just try to throw everything, load them up.
Try to make clear thoughts, okay? Because you're all over the place right now. I need you to remember, you know,
I'm trying to.
Each part of what happened. So they're just laying there.
Yes, ma'am.
Then what is said in the group?
I just tell everybody, we gotta go. And so I get my son, it just takes me a little bit. And I just grab the little guy, and I put him on.
Not Troy, but the other guy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And put him on the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I have trouble with Troy, he's so big, and I finally get him loaded up. And I'm just tailgate, and I tell him to follow me.
Okay, so you load him up into which truck?
Troy's truck.
Troy's truck.
I put the bag and the glasses and stuff.
Okay. And then who drives what truck?
My wife and my kid, my son driving, Alexis and my black truck, and I drive Troy's truck.
So you were in Troy's truck?
No, my son was in Troy's truck. Okay. I made him drive that truck.
Okay. And then who was in your truck?
Me and Jessica, you know, Alexis.
And then where'd you guys go?
We went to Deer Creek Road.
To what?
Deer Creek Road.
Deer Creek Road. Okay. Are you familiar with that area?
Not really, ma'am. I just know there's a bridge and stuff down there.
Yeah. Did you know there was like a creek or water
yes,
or something?
I knew it. Like I said, I drove over. I'm not real familiar with it, ma'am.
Is that your initial spot you thought of, or?
No, ma'am. I didn't know what to do.
Okay. So what was your thought process? Where were you driving?
I don't know. We went all the way past McCullough Road and went down Steel Bridge Road. I didn't know what, like I said, I just kept driving. I was like, then we went across Steel Bridge Road. I don't know what that road's called right there, but it goes across and then you turn and you go back like toward the Alabama line.
Yeah.
We made that sharp turn. We just kept going straight past the cotton gin. I don't know. I just kept going that way. I just trying to get as far away as I could.
What happened when you got there?
He left the truck in gear and it just pushed it in the creek. I guess it just rolled into the creek. I told my son to get in the truck. Let's go.
Did you think it was going to go underwater?
I didn't know.
Did you know it was deep enough?
I just want to say I don't know. I was just trying to make it look like an accident. I didn't want nobody to come back on my family.
So what'd you do after that? Where'd you go?
I went to the store. I got something to drink.
What store?
The Medical Park Drive, at Shell Station, like the Medical Park Drive. And then we just went back home.
Mm-hmm. And what was happening at home?
I just went to bed because I couldn't deal with it. I covered the couch up because I couldn't look at it.
So when, this morning, what happened?
I get everything cleaned up. So.
Tell me everything.
I tried to move the couch myself, but I can't. My son helped me. I take and throw it out there because we got to burn some stuff in there. I don't know.
What'd you burn?
That couch.
The couch?
Yes, ma'am.
What else?
Some towels and stuff. We clean the floor.
Mm-hmm. Is that, where's that bat at?
On the back of the truck.
On the back of the truck? Okay. So you didn't see him pull a knife, you just saw him.
No, ma'am, I didn't see Troy do nothing, but yeah, like I said, he's coming toward me. Like I said, he grabbed me, but I mean, I pulled back and I had my gun in my hand. Like I said, we swung the bat, Troy was right there on top of me, and I shot that dude. None of us were swung. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I hit him, you know what I mean? But I just started shooting. And then, like I said, he just sat down. When he sat down, we kind of like side by side. And then they were still breathing, but I didn't know, you know what I mean?
So did you think they were still alive when you left, or did you think they were dead?
No, I thought they were dead.
You thought they were dead when you left?
Yeah, because they wouldn't move when we loaded them up.
Okay. Was there anything left behind by Troy at the house?
I don't know.
What was it in the burn barrel?
There was a phone.
I don't know about a
burn barrel.
No, I don't know about a phone.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about it.
All right.
Like I said, I just grabbed a bunch of stuff.
What about the your little 25? Is that a little 25 auto?
It's a Colt. Yes, sir.
What about the shell casings?
I guess what if we swept them up?
Okay, what'd you do with them when you swept them up?
Sir, I don't know. I was just in a hurry. They're in some plastic, some paper bags and stuff. I was sweeping stuff up into them.
All right.
I don't know. They could be still right there.
And your gun is at your mother's.
Does she know it's there?
Yes, ma'am, I talked to her. But she don't know everything, you know what I mean?
What did you tell her?
I said I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to take it with me. So I left it with her. It's my daddy's gun, and he left me.
Does she know what happened?
I guess she does now.
Well, she knows what happened, but she doesn't know the significance of what happened. So she just knows that...
I was trying to get him gone.
But Chris didn't clean everything up alone. He roped his teenage son into helping him. According to Logan, he believed that because he was 18 when he committed the crime, he'd be tried as a youthful offender for being an accessory to murder. Being tried as a youthful offender offers a shorter sentencing for people under the age of 21 who commit certain lesser crimes. We're not sure why Logan thought helping murder and disposal of someone was a lesser crime, but it seems he wasn't getting the best guidance in the first place.
Whenever Troy was in the living room and you and Logan were in the hallway or back in the room, where y'all were at, what discussion was taking place right then?
Well, it started off, I guess they were mad at her. Because
mad at who, Alexis or Jessica?
Well, both of them, but he's more mad at Alexis because she ain't been staying at the house because all the stuff's been going on, I guess.
Why does he care? It's his niece.
I don't know. Like I said, it's a weird thing.
Why do you think? What's weird about it?
I guess he used her to get money and drugs and wants her to, you know what I mean, have something with guys for money.
So he's pimping her out?
Yes, sir. I think that's what he's wanting to do.
Okay. So he's fussing to her about that.
And then, she needs to be in the house because his wife needs a break or something. I was just trying.
So wait a minute now. At what point does he get aggressive to the point where you decide, okay, I'm going out?
When he starts threatening my mama, he said.
Who was he threatening your mama to?
Them too.
He was talking to Alexis.
Because he didn't know we were in there.
Alright, he's talking to them about your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you not see your truck outside?
No, ma'am.
It was already moved?
It was already moved down to the church.
No, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Because I didn't want nobody to know we were there.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get
What church did you park it at?
I can't even know the name of that church.
The one at the corner of 97 or the one at Green Village?
I don't know my son parked it.
Okay. Alright.
I'm just trying to get in because I didn't want nobody to know we were there.
What exactly did you hear him say about your mother that got you to the point where you're ready to go out there?
It was when he started on my kids and stuff. He started talking about my babies and enjoy my kids and everything. I don't know if he was trying to get them to come with him or what, to threaten them or not, but
Another boy, like I said, he started, I could hear him when he got up. And like I said, he started yelling at Lexus. And like I said, I don't remember all that. So like we started walking, you know what I mean, coming around the corner. And like at that time, that boy, I seen, like I said, I don't know his name. He's like right here. And here's Troy, and the table's right here. Well, he swings the bat. And like I said, by the time he swings the bat, I've already started reaching for my pistol. And like I said, I just raised it up, and I started shooting him. And like I said, I don't know how I got that. I don't.
You shot Dalton first, yes, right?
Because he was the one that swung the bat. And I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said Troy swung the bat.
No, ma'am. Dalton. Yes, ma'am. Dalton swung the bat. He had the bat.
Okay.
I don't know if Troy, you know, everybody talks about Troy has knives and stuff, but I didn't know. Like I said, I don't know if he had a knife or not. I didn't even take the risk, ma'am. Mm. It just happened so fast, I don't know. I know we didn't see a knife when we were cleaning up, so I don't know.
Okay. All three of them never mentioned a bat. Never mentioned Dalton being aggressive.
Ma'am, he swung that bat. And I don't know, like I said.
They stated that Troy had a knife.
Well, ma'am, that's what I'm saying. I don't remember that. Okay. All I remember is the bat. I remember that bat.
I mean,
bat.
If he's swinging a bat and it's hitting a table,
well, see,
I mean, that'd
know.
Be something that they
know.
Would know, right?
Ma'am, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what the, I don't know what they were going on. I know what I was going on. My son was behind me. I really didn't want him coming out.
Well, you said nobody, you didn't want anybody to know you were there.
No, ma'am, we
didn't. Okay,
did.
So why did Alexis call Troy and invite him over?
I didn't know that he did. She did, ma'am.
I mean, was there something that was planned that you guys wanted to confront him about something and then he went crazy on you?
Well, I didn't want nobody. That's what I'm saying. I didn't want nobody to know we were there.
Detectives are already fully aware that Alexis was told to invite Troy over so Chris could confront him. Allegedly, Chris had seen a photo of Troy doing substances in his home with his ex-wife and became furious. Yet there appears to be another potential motive for confronting Troy.
Did you think that Jessica and Troy were messing around with each other?
I didn't know that, ma'am. No,
you didn't? I mean, I'm just asking you. I don't know if you thought that.
Like I said,
with that picture?
What picture?
The one that was sitting Joy,
up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, ma'am, I don't know. I was more or less mad that my son was there.
You were mad your son was...
In the house with him?
Oh. Why?
While they were doing that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you knew that Troy used drugs.
Yes.
And you knew that Jessica was using
yes,
on drugs.
That's why I was trying to get him out there.
Okay.
As far as the other stuff, I'm probably so, because I don't know. I know my wife does a lot of bad stuff. My ex-wife, I'm just trying to save everybody and get everybody back. I should have just called the law, you know what I mean? I didn't want nobody to know
what I'd done.
Why? Because he told me how bad he is and stuff. I didn't want nobody to come after my kids or nothing.
Who would you think?
And he's just telling y'all, everybody always talks about how he's got people that do work for him and stuff like that.
Have you ever run into anybody?
No, ma'am. I try to stay away from all that.
Other than word of mouth, is there any reason that you would be legitimately scared of people coming after you from him?
From what Alexis says, yes, ma'am. And my son, like I said, he stayed over there a few days. I know they threatened him a couple times with leaving and stuff. And just trying to get him away. Which I handled him different. All I do is work, try to take care of my family. I didn't want none of this. He had me on so many medications trying to get me straight. I just trying to get my family out there.
What medications are you on?
I got me on one for, I can't remember the name of it. For bipolar disorder, and I got me another one for, it's so loft. Thank you, Edmund. Mm-hmm. It's Xanax. You put me on that too. Mm-hmm. I don't take that, though.
Weren't you living over there at the Highway 164?
No, I stayed over some. Okay. I'm going to stay with my mom, though. That's where my babies are. I just try to get everybody to go. See, she wanted to go. She would, I wouldn't go. You know what I mean?
You know Troy's still alive. And he's talking. Okay? So he's going to give us a version of what happened. Okay? And the other three gave us a different version of what happened. So, I mean, with, if yours is the only one that kind of sticks out as different, it's not going to help you out.
Alrighty, ma'am.
So if there's anything that you want to fix that you've told us that you want to... I'm giving you another chance to come off with some details.
Just trying to get my family other. See, it just happened all so fast.
When criminals are cornered, this tends to be one of their favorite lines. It's one of detectives' favorite lines too, because it tells them they're starting to get under the suspect's skin. Up until this moment, Chris had no idea that Troy was alive. And despite all the tears that Chris has shed, he's starting to realize that detectives aren't buying his brave father protecting his family act.
I mean, you're afraid of your family getting hurt by Troy, but you're letting your wife and your friend out there, two girls out there alone with Troy. If you're that afraid of him, why would you hide in the back and let the women out there take care of
him? Because I wouldn't want no confrontation, ma'am. I just wanted him to come and go. Because I kind of figured what he come for.
What did he come for?
Probably drugs.
Well, who had the drugs?
I guess he did or they did. I don't know.
Well, he's not coming for drugs if he's got them.
Like you said, sir, I don't know.
Is he coming to give Jessica some drugs?
I don't know, sir.
You're guessing.
I just know that's what they do. But you're
scared of this guy that you're trying to move your family to Texas away from him, but you're allowing two females in the living room with him and another male, not really caring about their safety, hiding in the back bedroom with your son.
Maybe he wouldn't be confrontational.
But then when you heard he was being aggressive, then you come out with your gun.
Yes, ma'am. No, I come out. I didn't get my gun until I seen it.
No, I doubt that. Because if you're a man defending your home or defending
women... I had a shotgun, an AR right there. I could have come out with it. You know what I mean? You seen them guns in there. If I didn't want no confrontation, I was more or less wanting everybody to go.
Well, that's not what your son said. Your son said you came out there with your fist balled and you got right in front of him and you were getting in his face while he's sitting on the couch.
No, ma'am. He was standing up at
Everybody
that time.
Everybody said he was sitting on the couch. No, nobody said he was standing. You're the only person that said he was standing in front of you. Coming at you. Everybody else said he was sitting on the couch.
No, I didn't, and he pulled
a knife, and that's what their story is.
I don't remember it. Like I said, it happened so fast, ma'am.
Nobody mentioned a bat being thrown or used
against
you. I
seen a bat. I didn't see a knife. I didn't get in trouble. They were right there, ma'am.
Well, yours is the only story not making sense. Everybody else is somewhat close to each other, but yours is way off in left on the field.
I guess I was the one doing all the stuff. I don't know. I just know I was just trying to get him out of there. I don't deal with this sort of stuff, you know what I mean?
So you came out there and you were going to try to forcefully get them out?
I don't know what I was going to try to do.
What was your intentions of coming out there?
Just stop whatever was going to happen.
Okay, and how were you planning on doing that? If you're so scared of him?
I'm not scared of him. I'm scared of what he'd do to my family. That's the difference, ma'am. All
right. So, being a man, you're going to come out there and you're going to get ready to fight somebody? Are you prepared for that?
I was just wanting to get him out of there.
Okay, how? How are you going to get him out?
Any means possible.
Well, tell me what you would do.
What I did.
Well, you weren't planning on shooting him right away.
No, ma'am, I wouldn't.
Okay, so what were you planning on doing? You got to tell me what your intentions were coming out there.
You fighting? I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't wanting to fight.
You think you'd be like, hey, Troy, I need you to leave the house, please. And that would be good enough? Or do you think it'd be more than that?
No, ma'am, because I know my adrenaline was pumping then. I should have just stayed. Maybe you'd have left. I should have just stayed. I should have just went on to Texas.
So did you start yelling at him when you came out?
I don't even remember, man. I'm telling you.
Did you come around the corner in an aggressive manner that he would see you as like, oh, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You remember your fist being balled? Ready to fight?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know. I really don't know.
You said as soon as the bat started coming around, you were reaching for your gun?
I don't know why they didn't see the bat. I put the bat on the back of the truck.
So the bat's going to have your DNA on it?
I don't know if it's going to have my DNA, but it might have my fingerprints.
been okay. super bad about this long.
Okay. You think it's going to have Dalton's on there?
I hope so. Like I said, I don't know, ma'am. And I don't know about a knife. Like I said, I wasn't looking for it. I really don't know what I was doing.
But the way you described it is they got up and approached you. Everybody else said you stood in front of Troy while he was sitting on the couch.
Now, he was not sitting at that time. I mean, he was up. Now, like I said, it happened so fast. I don't... I tell you, like I said, I don't... I just want... You gotta do what y'all gotta do to me. Just get my family safe.
Do you remember when Troy's laying there? You already shot him. At least once. And...
How many times?
He might have tried to get back up?
No, ma'am, he never tried to get back up. He was still moving. No, okay. He never tried to get back up.
Did you punch him after you shot him?
No, ma'am. I hit him with a butt of a gun.
You what?
Hit him with the butt of a gun.
Okay, so after you shot him, then you hit him with the butt?
Yes, it was a while. Yes, ma'am.
But
it was probably... It's a little while because I don't really know time because I just.
Could you guesstimate like minutes?
Probably 10 minutes.
10 minutes after you shot him?
10 minutes.
And why'd you do that?
I didn't just didn't want him getting back up.
Okay. And then you remember him smiling at you?
No, I don't. That's no, ma'am.
Okay. Did you shoot him again?
No, ma'am.
You didn't shoot him after that?
I wanted to, but I didn't. I just wanted to get everything just gone so I could get home.
The butt of what gun? Which gun?
It wasn't really that shot. It wasn't really the butt. It was the barrel of that shotgun of mine. That's what I'm trying to say.
The shotgun that was in the room leaned up against the
door? Yes, sir.
Okay, you hit him with the barrel?
Yes, sir.
This was after?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Why'd you do that?
Because he was trying to get up.
Why'd you grab the shotgun?
Because I didn't want to get close enough to the pistol. Okay. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want to get close enough.
You didn't want to get close enough with the pistol?
Yes, sir.
Or what does that mean?
I didn't want to get, you know what I mean? He was getting up. I just shot him. I didn't know, you know what I mean? I didn't want to get close to him again.
To shoot him again?
Yes, sir.
So you hit him with the shotgun?
Yes, sir. Okay. I was way back down when I swung it, sir.
All right.
You sure you weren't trying to make him suffer a little bit?
No, ma'am. I mean, I wouldn't care if he did. I ain't gonna lie to you about that.
Yeah.
I really didn't like the guy, but I didn't want all this to happen.
Why? Why didn't you? Because you didn't want him to die, or you didn't want this on your family?
I didn't want this on my family. That's why I was leaving. That's why I parked my truck. I didn't want nobody to know. I just wanted to go.
Did you think this was going to come to a head?
No, that's what I was trying to get it to do. I was trying to go, you know what I mean? I'm 1,200 miles away.
But did you think if Troy were to ever show up over here, it's going to come to that point where something physical may happen?
I was hoping not, ma'am.
But did you think that? Hope is one thing, but did you
yes,
think
ma'am.
Something was
yes,
going to go
that's
down?
That's why I had my guns at the house.
Okay. But y'all were told that Troy was supposed to come over in 30 minutes, right?
Ma'am, I don't know. Like I said, that's why we got in the back.
Okay.
When he pulled up.
So you hid in the back because you knew Troy was coming over.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I knew that he was supposed to, but see, he never answered him back, so I was hoping that he would.
Yeah. Being that this is your wife's ex-wife's house, and couldn't you tell Alexis I don't want him over there? Or
no, I was just trying to go.
Because, it was her choice that he was going to be coming over there. So what I'm trying to decide is, was she trying to set him up?
Ma'am, I don't know. I just know that whenever he come in there and he got confrontational, I just went up in there.
You guys knew he was coming over. Why didn't you just leave? Instead of hiding your truck and hiding in the back, why didn't you just go somewhere?
Because I didn't know that he was... Because whenever he didn't answer the text message back for so long. Mm-hmm. She said he probably ain't coming. And then we hear his truck pull up. And
so she asked him to come over. And he didn't answer the text. You assumed he wasn't going to come over.
Everybody has him at this point.
Okay. And then he did show up. Sounds like a setup to me.
Remember, don't to me.
Sounds like y'all were laying in wait in the back bedroom, knowing he was going to come over.
Ma'am, I never would have come back to do that.
And set him up.
I never would have come back to do that. Come on. Like I said, if I wanted, I got other guns over for that. If that's what I wanted to do.
I mean,
I was wanting to defend my family. Like I said,
you hide your truck so that he doesn't know you're
there. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, she calls him to come over. She tells all y'all he's supposed to come over.
Ma'am, we didn't.
And you guys hide in the back bedroom while he's out there talking, and then you ambush him from the back bedroom with guns.
If that's what you want to see it as, ma'am.
I mean, that's what it looks like to me.
If that's what you want to see it as, then. Because what I see is I'm just trying to get my family out of there. I don't know what that man is.
Let's not be too scared of him. You knew he was coming over.
Ma'am, he didn't know we were there. That's why I hid my truck. The girls weren't supposed to be going. He was already mad. Like I said, he's mad because she ain't there. I didn't know what he'd do.
She invited him over.
That's right.
You knew it.
Yes, ma'am. But
you all were together the whole day, the whole night before.
Leave.
You
yes,
guys
ma'am.
Knew
he
it.
He didn't know that they were going to leave, though. He didn't know we were in Mississippi when we come back.
It doesn't matter. He knew you all were coming home because she invited him over. You all hid the truck. You all were laying in wait in the back bedroom.
My truck before
you came
I even
back
knew
out
he was
with
coming.
A gun. He's still sitting on the couch, and you blow him away along with Dalton.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I shoot him. Yes, ma'am, I do.
I mean, this, if you really wanted to avoid the situation, you tell her, we don't need to know. He doesn't need to know we're here. You don't call him. You don't tell him to come over. We all knew he was going to come over, but he never answered the text messages. Then he shows up. I mean, if you want to play that way, then it doesn't sound right. Sounds like you hid the truck at the church so he wouldn't know that you were there.
Ma'am.
You set him up because he thought Alexis was there by herself or just with Jessica, who he's probably been having an affair with. And then you guys, you and your son, are in the back bedroom with guns.
Yes, ma'am. There's guns back there. That's what I'm trying to say.
And you come out
come out
to have a confrontation.
I come out with no gun. Yes, ma'am. I had a gun in my pocket.
You came out with a gun. You came out to the fight with an
with
a weapon.
Firearm in my
with
pocket.
A firearm.
Yes, ma'am, in my pocket.
You brought the gun to the fight.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay. Well, then you come up with this baseball bat nobody else has seen,
well, ma'am,
except for you.
I tell you, look on the back of that truck. It's on there.
Yeah, it's probably his on the back of the truck that you saw when you dumped his body in the creek.
Ma'am, I did. I didn't dump him. My son did.
You instructed your son to dump him.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Right?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Because it wasn't your son's idea, was it?
Nope,
it was yours.
I was just ready to get my family out of there.
If you're concerned about the safety of your family, convincing your teenage son to dump the body of a man you've murdered probably isn't the smartest move. Not only did Chris do that, he came up with an elaborate scheme to make it look like he wasn't even near the crime.
After you shot and killed one of the boys and shot the other one, did you plan on using that as an excuse to get out of it and say we're in Mississippi because we got receipts there?
No, ma'am.
You didn't tell your son that? We got receipts in Mississippi. Everybody go with that lie?
I don't know what I said, ma'am.
No?
Y'all just do whatever y'all got to do to me. I know what I've done for my family. I'll do what y'all got to do. That's all I'm going to say. I know what I done and what I haven't.
Do you know that Troy confronted Alexis about her leaving with y'all and why she wasn't going to stay? Did you know that?
No, sir.
You didn't?
About what now?
About her going with y'all and not staying with him.
I know that she'd been staying over there and he was mad about it.
Because she was staying with y'all.
Yes, sir.
And she was going to go to Texas with y'all so she would not be around him.
I don't know if he told her that or not. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's what she said.
Well, like I said, I'm not really there all the time, so I don't know.
So are you sure? I want you to be sure that you didn't get so pissed off because he's threatening your mama. And he's confronted her now about why she's going to go with Logan. Now, he's the new man, okay, that you and Logan didn't go back there and say, you know what, they're in our house, and this is the deal.
No, sir, I didn't even know. Sure
you
did.
Sure?
Yes, sir.
Because if he was threatening my mama.
I wish he would have left. I'm telling you right now, I wish he'd have left without any confrontation.
Did there have to be a confrontation?
I don't want no ma'am.
But did there have to be? You said all he was doing was just spouting off
ma'am,
the mouth, and you
know,
came
ma'am.
Out.
Yes, ma'am, I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't want one, though. I just know what I heard.
And he was just saying stuff about your mama and your family that were not there, correct?
Yeah, but I was leaving. Like, what am I going to do when I'm away?
We'll be back.
All right, Chris. Sit tight, Bo.
Sir, can I have some more water, sir?
Yeah, I'll get you some in just a second.
With detectives out of the room to go over their findings and check on the progress of evidence being tested, Chris transitions from Boomhauer to a banshee taking her very first acting lessons.
Please just get him away. Oh, get him away. Get him away before he gets out. Somebody has my babies. Please just get him away.
Take a blade for everything. If you want to let them go,
let me put this on your
head. Yes, sir.
You right hand or left hand?
I'm left handed.
Let me see the other hand.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to lock it so don't talk.
Go ahead.
Around, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, they're going to let them go where they can get gone.
I'm not sure yet, buddy. I don't know all the facts on the case.
Yes, okay, sir.
If you need anything, just kind of wave it at me.
All righty, sir. You can see me?
Yes, sir. I can
okay,
see
thank you.
The relatively calm question of, "You guys can see me?" really puts Chris's not-so-subtle reason for sobbing for nearly 30 minutes straight into perspective. During his monologue, he says God a total of 371 times, and some variation of let them go around 450 times, until eventually, he even seems to grow tired of hearing himself.
Let them go, man. Let them go. Let them go, man. Let them go, please. Please let them go. I did, man. If you let them go, I got it, man.
I mean, like I said, like, just get them safe, man.
No, I'm not letting anybody go right now. I'm still investigating.
I did everything. I made them do it, man. Just let them go so they can go.
Did you call your mama last night after you shot these boys?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Not at all?
No, ma'am.
So when I pull the phone records, it's not going to show that you called your mama and asked her where to dump the bodies?
I sure did not, ma'am.
No? Nope. She didn't help you figure out a place to dump the
bodies? No, ma'am. My mom didn't know nothing.
She knows
No, ma'am, she don't. My mama don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. It was all on me. I made them do it.
Well, that's what you're saying, but they know a lot more.
Ma'am.
They're telling me that.
No, because I made them do it, ma'am.
Okay.
Please, I did it. I mean, it's me.
But so see, you didn't call your mama?
No, ma'am, I did not.
You
my mama
boys.
Don't know nothing, no, ma'am.
But you went to her house?
Yes, ma'am, that morning.
Okay.
But let them go. They didn't do nothing, I promise.
They're not going nowhere.
They need to,
ma'am. Everybody's going to jail.
Why, ma'am? Didn't do nothing. No, ma'am. I made them do it. I made them do it, ma'am. Ma'am, I did. They got to go. They ain't safe, ma'am. They got to go. Ma'am, they got to go, ma'am. Let them go, ma'am. They didn't do nothing. They didn't do nothing. No. They didn't do nothing. That man is bad. That man is bad, y'all. God, please. God, just... They're not safe, ma'am. They're not safe. Y'all have to let them go. They're not safe. They're not safe, man. God. Y'all gotta let them go. That's why I was taking them to Texas, ma'am. Please. Let them go, ma'am. I did everything. Me. It's me. I did it. I did it, ma'am. I did it. Ma'am, I did it. Please. Ma'am. Me, sir. Yes, sir. Please. Please. I did it. I did it, ma'am. I did it. It's me. I know what it takes. It's not even me.
I promise, God, I promise you, please don't let him go, please. I don't have anything to drink together, man, please. Oh, please let them go, please. Please, man, please, God, please. Oh, yeah, please, God, please, just let them go. Please, I'm begging you, God, please. Oh God, please, God, please, God, please. Oh God, please. Oh God, please.
This round continues for 50 minutes, then stops abruptly as soon as a detective enters the room.
Yes, sir.
All right, doing your photos?
Yes, sir.
All right, listen, I need for you to take a deep breath through your nose and let it out through your mouth.
Yes, sir.
All right, is this water or water?
I need some water, yes, sir.
Okay. man. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. All right. Go ahead and drink some water. Pound it around if you want.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, do you got any injuries or, on your arm and stuff?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Like I said, I did.
Right. Listen, all I want you to do is breathe deep in through your nose and out through your mouth. All right?
Yes, sir.
Hold your arms out straight for me.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see your other arm. Hold it out.
There's nothing
on it. Yeah, it's still, I'm going to take it all. I've already been down one road today.
I got you, sir.
There you go. Take a deep breath.
Yes, sir.
Okay, buddy. You got any marks on your legs or anything?
I don't think so, sir.
All right, you got... Listen, I need for you to breathe.
Yes, sir. I'm trying. Like I said, they...
I know.
They didn't do nothing, sir. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen.
They just got to go. You know what I mean?
Just breathe. All right, you got anything on your stomach or on your back?
No, sir.
All right, raise your shirt. I need for you to stand up. You can stand up.
All right, sir.
All right, raise your shirt up with your one hand.
Oh, God. I got nothing, sir.
All right, now I need for you to turn. Let me see your back.
Yes, sir.
All right, turn around and face me again.
Listen.
Breathe. Okay. Go ahead and have a seat back down.
Yes,
drink some more water. Just like I asked earlier when I first met you, okay?
Yes,
what's
sir.
Your first name?
It's Christopher.
Christopher.
Yes, sir.
Spell it.
C-H-R-I.
Yep. C-H-R-I.
Yes.
Yep.
T-O-P.
Yep.
H-E-R.
What's your last name, Christopher?
Stacy.
Spell it.
S-T-A-C-E-Y.
The crime scene tech takes a DNA swab with Chris's consent. About an hour after the crime scene tech leaves, Chris gets another visitor.
I heard you might want to talk to me again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's going on?
I just want to know what I need to do now.
What?
What I need to do.
You need to wait here until I'm done with your arrest warrant.
All right, ma'am.
Okay? It's almost done.
All right.
Okay?
What's it for?
For murder.
Murder.
Okay?
All right. What about them? I don't let them go.
Yes, two of them are going for accessory.
No, ma'am. Ain't nobody done that anymore.
Jessica has been sent home. Okay? I don't have anything to charge her on, so she's going home. Okay?
Ma'am, all the time. I thought we should have done it a different way, ma'am. I'm sorry to try to protect my family.
All right.
I'm sorry. You let them go too, ma'am. I'm just scared, ma'am. It was all it was just scared. Oh, just get it.
Something they can work out through the court systems, yes. Okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Can I get some water, ma'am? Will you get a chance?
Yeah, I'll get you some water.
They did work this case out in the court systems, though not in the way that Chris was likely hoping. He was given life in prison for second-degree murder and attempted second-degree murder. Jessica Thomas was charged with accessory after the fact to homicide and accessory after the fact to attempted homicide, earning herself a 30-year sentence. Alexis Schiffner Kane was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Logan Stacy was sentenced to 30 years, in spite of hoping he would only be given 10 as a youthful offender.